Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a pain-free Friday. Pharrell's doling out Minnesota mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, a bad seed, a broken egg, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in New York City. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion check. Up should do be all my friend that come run fast and fast to party. Hoop. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day, 855-212-4227. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4CBS-4227. That's the number to get on the bench. Coming up, Kurt Jimenez, our buddy from Miami Channel 10, sports reporter. As the Dolphins continue to wait on the final word on Ryan Tannehill on whether or not he's going to have surgery and miss the season, the team has allegedly reached out to Jay Cutler to possibly fill the void. We talked about it last night at great length on the bench. Cutler had one of his best seasons under Adam Gase when he was the Bears offensive coordinator in 2015. Is Jay Cutler the best option for the Finns at this point? We'll talk to Kurt Jimenez tonight. He's been at camp the last couple of days, so he's got the inside skinny. I saw him tweeting from there, so I was like, let's get a hold of our boy Jimenez. Me hombre. Charles Robinson will join us at 11:40 Eastern, 8:40 Pacific from Yahoo Sports, senior NFL reporter. Texans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins spoke out today saying he wants Tom the Beast Savage to be the Texans starting quarterback, saying he's the best judge of quarterbacks considering how many he's played with in the last 4 years. With that kind of a big endorsement from Hopkins, will Savage hold off Deshaun Watson to be the Texans starting quarterback? We'll talk to Charles Robinson about that. And the NFL's Hall of Fame class will be inducted in Canton tomorrow. Kurt Warner, LaDainian Tomlinson, Jason Taylor, Terrell Davis, and Jerry Jones among the names going into the hallowed Hall of Fame in Canton. If you've never been there, you should go. Doc Rivers reportedly losing his role as Clippers president of basketball ops and will focus solely on coaching the team. Former Nets coach Lawrence Frank will oversee basketball ops as the VP of basketball ops. Does losing his president role signal the beginning of the end for Doc in L.A.? Carver High, do you remember when I said this during the season? I'm like, do you remember what I said about this guy? What did I say?
You said that he was going to either A, be fired, or B, lose power. This was before they were struggling in that Utah series.
He just had too much power, too many things going on. Nothing happened ever, you know, good at the end of the day for that club. They never won anything that mattered, and that's just all there is to it. He has, in my opinion, without a doubt, failed in Los Angeles because this is why. They've got so much talent. Do you understand? They had CP3, Jordan, Griffin, Crawford, Redick. I mean, honestly, it goes on and on, doesn't it? Even his own son, who can ball. They had a lot of talent on that team. Did they not have a lot of talent on that team for the years that he's been there, right? And what have they ever done? So in my view, the success that they've had has been because of the players, not because of him. He hasn't taken them over the top. Nor, I'd say the only thing he did positive, in my view, when he was there, was somehow convince Jordan to step off the ledge and re-sign with him, right? Remember when he was out the door? Wasn't he going to Dallas? And then he saved the day and kept him in a Clipper uniform. The guy that can't hit a 5-foot jumper. All he can do is dunk and block shots and rebound. That's it. That's what he does. He can't shoot a free throw. He can't shoot a jumper. It's easy to shoot 80% from the floor when all you do is lob dunk. You know, you don't realize, let me, here's a little tip for you. When you're watching on TV, just so you know, these guys are 7 foot tall. Because on TV, they don't look 7 foot, do they? They look like they're actually jumping through the air to dunk. They're actually barely jumping to dunk. I have to jump really hard to dunk. I used to be able to dunk. I can't dunk anymore. It took an extreme effort to dunk for me at 6'3". But I used to, when I was young, I could dunk flush. And they got me on TV doing it many times. Great feeling learning how to dunk. But when you get old, you lose your legs. You can't dunk. When you're in the NBA and you're 6'10", 7', you can do whatever you want with a basketball over the rim. These guys play above the rim. LeBron James can jump from the top of the key and dunk, right? You remember when that was like a big thing when Michael Jordan did it? Now, it's every guy in the league can do it. Basically, can't they? I mean, have you ever seen even J.R. Smith dunk? That guy used to dunk some just sickening reverse aerial dunks and alley-oop dunks. Have you ever seen him when he played for the Knicks, how he used to dunk? He doesn't dunk like that much anymore, does he? That's what happens when you get old. I just realized today, Mafia, I saw this kid skateboarding when we were driving to work. Remember the kid that shot across the street in front of us on his skateboard? Yes. On the west side? Well, I used to skateboard around. And when I was, I didn't say anything to you, but I was like, you know, I used to skateboard to work. In 2000, I was doing mornings on NEW here, 102.7 in New York. I used to skate up from 48 to 56 to work, do the show, and then I'd skateboard down Broadway, and I'd just grab onto the back of a cab, and I'd rock. I'd be doing like 35 miles an hour, jumping off curbs, doing everything. And then I thought to myself, man, 17 years flew by really fast. I'm really old now, and if I got on a skateboard, I'd probably break my neck.
At least.
Because I used to be a great skateboarder, and now I'm scared to even get on one because I know I'll probably wipe out and break my elbow or split my head open or die. You know what I mean? I'm like scared. My kids have them all over the garage and everything. I won't even get on them. I used to be a great skateboarder. Did you ever see me skateboard?
No, I never saw it. Told me the stories about when you used to do that back in the day, but I've never seen the person.
Very exciting. They used to do drug runs on skateboards, too. Undercover.
Like deliveries from Mr. Nice Guy?
I did. You would have thought I was just some guy skateboarding around. You know, like the guy, the least you expect, right, is the guy on the bike, the messenger service, he's dealing kilos. The guy, Carver Eyes, like, you mean those bike riders aren't really delivering overnight packages? Yeah, they're delivering overnight, all right. Overnight heroin. Are we live? Wait a minute. Is this show on the air? Hello, test. Live Major League Baseball tonight. The Yankees getting whacked again in Cleveland. Yu Darvish looking strong in his Dodger debut at Citi Field. Striking out 10. Dodgers spitting on the Mets to start the series at Citi. That could get ugly. I said to Mafia driving over, I said, I won't be surprised they get swept. Because if DeGrom can't beat them, who's going to? The Nationals beat the Cubs at Wrigley today in a potential playoff preview. So Jimenez and Robinson are our guests. 855-212-4227. Matt Moron stepping in for Tannehill. I've done this before. He's been to the rodeo before, that's for sure.
Yeah, and he got thrown off the bull pretty quickly.
Do you think that Jerry Jones should be in the Hall of Fame?
Not yet.
You think he's getting in too early?
Yes.
So they had a brawl at the Seahawks training camp, little brawl?
Yesterday they did, yes. Charles Robinson was there.
Oh, so he saw the whole thing.
He saw the brawl.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, he saw Jerry Jones this week and spoke with him, and then he was at Seahawk camp for the brawl. Charles has been in a lot of places this week.
He's everywhere. And he's the top power broker in the NFL, Jones. He's got the most valuable franchise.
There's just some guys that haven't gotten in his elk. Listen, he's in as an owner. He's done a lot of things. There's just, I don't know. What about George Young?
Yeah, I'd put him in.
What? He's not in.
We'll talk about that later tonight. 10 Giants that are doing things in their camp. We'll pick the ones that we think are doing well. Sterling Shepard, ankle update. He's going to be okay, allegedly. We also do our nightly gander at what's next for Tom Brady. We always have to, Carver High believes that every night, since we're so huge in Boston on the hub, we need to talk about Tom Brady. His first book, The TB12 Method, will help you obtain peak performance in your life. Mike Tomlin got a new deal with the Steelers through 2020. It turns out, it says here, J.J. Watt's girlfriend is jealous of his popularity. I'm jealous of him that he's sleeping with her, actually. The Cowboys defensive coordinator said, you know, Rod Marinelli, that Taco Charlton wasn't good enough last night in his first game ever in the NFL. The Bills embraced their 17-year playoff drought in an attempt to end the reign of error. Super Bowl odds for all teams tonight on the bench. Jay Bruce has cleared waivers. Mavi, does Jay Bruce get picked up for $4 million for the rest of the season by a team in a trade?
I would expect so. I mean, this guy has 30 homers, almost 80 RBIs. I don't know why you wouldn't grab him for a couple mil for, you know, a stretch run here.
All signs point to Sandy Alderson returning to the Mets in 2018. Ahmed Rosario, very quick, very exciting. They're a popular call-up. This guy is the story out in Queens right now. And then we'll talk about the bad decisions that began the Mets' demise this year. Later, Sonny Gray, he's an ace, according to a lot of people. Last night, I give him the pass because the Yankees' defense was so terrible. Again tonight, the same thing. Judge threw one away at third from right field, just like Frazier did last night. Is it too soon to talk Nationals-Cubs playoff preview? I don't think so. A-Rod says 2014 suspension was one of the best things that ever happened in his life. I think it's who he's sleeping with now. It says here that Tito and Terry Francona are selling their own pasta sauce in Cleveland. Very exciting. We'll get into some of this. That LeBron is posting cryptic workout videos. I'm very concerned about that video. It's very creepy. The Suns are willing to trade Eric Bledsoe, Drajan Bender, and a first-rounder for Kyrie. That's been going on far too long. I've got your Heisman odds. Sam Darnold, 7-2. Lamar Jackson, repeat, 13-2. Avery Johnson gets a new two-year extension at Bama to be the hoops coach. Ex-Giants tight end Adrian Robinson arrested after police find 25 pounds of chronic diesel K-Funk Swiss cheese in his car. That would be reefer to you. Faye Vincent says legalized sports gambling coming soon. I always liked that guy. Now I like him even more. All the ways you can bet Mayweather McGregor tonight. Plus Sergio Pettis, Brandon Moreno fighting this weekend. UFC free fight nights that suck on television. Manny Pacquiao wants a rematch with Jeff Horn. Maybe they should have that fight down under again to see if he can get screwed again in his garage door. All eyes on Lomachenko tomorrow night. In his fight in Los Angeles, this guy is an absolute beast, badass. Trust me, you got to watch this guy fight. Amir Khan says his wife is cheating on him with Anthony Joshua. Do you brag about something like that and go public with it? My wife's sleeping with the heavyweight champ of the world. Not a good thing. Stan Wawrinka out of the U.S. Open. And my boy, El Chapo, is in the news, Carver High. He wants his case dismissed, alleging bogus extradition. El Chapo, plus a review of the giant stack, which is different than the big stack. Tonight, Carver High said, get through the giant stack or we got problems, because you just can't keep it going. It's going to blow out of your bag. You got to get it tonight. You got to get it all. So we'll do it all tonight. Count on that. I got your whole weekend mapped out with killer baseball snags. Let's take a look at what's going on in baseball over the weekend. The Bombers are in Cleveland. The Dodgers are at Citi Field. These are crucial series. Washington at Wrigley. What else matters is what I'm looking for here. It appears to me that nothing else matters. But you can get every single game in baseball, every pick, Saturday and Sunday at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Everyone's playing. Toronto, Houston, Chicago's at Fenway, Detroit at Camden, Arizona, San Francisco, yada, yada. You get the gist of it. Killer boxing Saturday and MMA. You get the best price, $35 a month, clean. You get every single pick. It's ridiculous. The best results. The return on your investment is sickening. Pro and college football coming. Oh, by the way, I set the standard in that too, and everybody knows it everywhere. Vegas, all over the world, they're like, that Pharrell hits more football bets than anyone. What's up with that guy? I'll tell you what's up with that guy. Sign up at PharrellOnTheBench.com and find out.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS, 4227. I'm Pharrell, along with your boys, Carver High and Mafia. We're in New York, and it's unfortunate, but we'll take what we got. Oh, he throws it into right field. Everybody's advancing. I'm watching the Angels and A's, which is horrific, and the Bucks and Padres, which were delayed by rain, and now they're in the fifth scoreless at PNC. Isn't there supposed to be, like, just torrential downpours all over the East Coast tomorrow or something? Like some giant storm? I saw David Muir tonight on ABC, even though I only watch CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, who no longer works there. I think he's finishing out his contract. But he was talking about the world's ending, and there's like devastation and storms and chaos and people drowning and lightning striking people. It's dangerous. Kirk Jimenez is my hombre down in Miami. He's been covering the Dolphins at camp. Mr. Jimenez.
What is up, brother?
How you doing, bro?
I need a tall one. I've been working since 8 in the morning. So
mucho
work,
cervezas.
Muy grande, please.
So the deal, are we supposed to believe the stories that Adam Gase has called Jay Cutler and that they're talking about bringing him in? Are we believing this?
Well, there's some stories out there that have him signed 1 year, $13 million. So I don't know. Again, those are just things that are flying around on the Twitterverse, but we haven't been able to confirm anything. But it's out there, and I know Kyle Long said today that it'd be a great mix, that Cutler and Adam Gase worked really well together in Chicago. I was out there this morning when Gase said that they're going to talk to a bunch of people. That was a quote. He didn't really give Matt Moore the vote of confidence that you would have imagined, that for a guy who stepped in for Ryan Tannehill last year and basically led the team to the playoffs. But it was expected after what he said today. I wasn't expecting it to develop this quickly. But if Cutler's a guy, it's a no-brainer because he's, obviously knows the system. But how about that? This is a broadcasting job. Is this job too good for him? Doesn't want to do what we do? He'd rather...
No, I don't think it's not that. It's that he's still got an arm, and he's going to make... I said last night he'd make $12 million easy doing this gig, and he's not making $12 million working at Fox. I can guarantee you that. And
yeah.
I mean, it's money. It's an easy way to make $13 million and stick it in the bank, and that's that.
And he won't have that sourpuss face living down here in Miami with all, the palm trees and the beaches.
And the canes.
Yeah.
Hey, so let me ask you, when you were there today or whatever, how did Moore look? I heard he looked good.
He looked amazing. He was slinging it down the field to Devontae Parker, the deep ball, the intermediate routes. He was zinging it in there. I mean, granted, it's only, a spring practice, but he looked freaking amazing, man. I was blown away. My eyes were bugging out. I was like, oh, there's another deep ball. And the entire crowd there was oohing and eyeing. You had the entire fence camp, all the fans, oohing and eyeing with all the deep balls and perfectly placed passes. It was money.
Are you believing that Kirk Jimenez, you can follow him on Twitter, at Kirk Jimenez. He's with Channel 10 in Miami. Do you believe that let's just go back for a second. So Tannehill – he never got his knee fixed. He never actually had it fixed surgically. He played games with this plasma, whatever he did. He did some kind of cheesy thing to fix it. He never got it repaired. So then he's blown it out, and he's injured it, and it needs surgery. He has to get the knee fixed. Now, do they believe that they made a big mistake letting him not get it fixed last year, and that now it's come back to haunt him, and that he's going to have surgery, and they got to stop pretending like this isn't happening to the whole world?
Well, they're not going to admit to that. Clyde Christensen, the offensive coordinator, said, hey, Tannehill looked 100%. He was out there. He was running. Even Tannehill on the first day of camp, spread his arms out wide, said, hey, everybody, attention. The knee is okay. Okay, let's put it out of the way. I'm fine. It's fine. Let's put it to bed. And he basically told all the reporters and media that, made a big announcement about it on the first day of camp. And the next week, no contact, goes down. And now we're talking about possibly Jay Cutler on a 1 year, $13 million contract, to believe some reports that were out on the internet.
Do you, Kirk Jimenez with us again, our good friend in Miami on the bench. Do you believe that, because last night I tried to express, I had a guy call in whose father used to be the police chief in Havana, and he said basically Castro threw him in jail and killed him. And I asked him, I said, there's no way that, because I lived there, And you know I got Miami in me. There's no way those Cubans down there putting up with this Colin Kaepernick dude wearing a Fidel Castro shirt, even if it was years ago. The fact that he did it last year, they will drag him by his face out of that stadium in the parking lot and beat him dead. And I mean it.
You're absolutely right. Listen, my wife is Cuban. I'm Venezuelan. We're dealing with the same kind of issues, political issues of Venezuela right now.
Horrible.
But Cubans will rally and protest at the drop of a hat. If they would have signed Kaepernick, they would have been dealing with protests every home game, nonstop, by the Cuban community, bringing out the pots and pans and yelling and with their signs. It would have been a show. It would have been a show. There's a saying in here in Miami, un show cubano. Would have been a Cuban show. They would have put up un show cubano everywhere, every home game, all the Cubans out there protesting. You know it because, you know, you wear a Castro shirt. You mentioned the Castro comments when you're here in Miami, when you're playing the Dolphins last year. There's no escaping it. Everyone is aware of it. You know, every abuelo, every abuela, every grandpa, every grandma is aware of it. What happened, even if you're not a big football fan, because Cubans, you know, love baseball more. Everyone was aware of that. It was like, what? He was wearing what? Are you kidding me? So, yeah, they would have been protesting with pots and pans.
Let me ask you about, just switching gears real quick. Let me ask you about Jose Fernandez again. You and I have talked about this before. So it was his the anniversary or whatever, or his birthday, and his family, I think, went to visit the Marlins or something like this. Now, look, it's very sensitive, and I respect his legacy and his passing, but I don't respect what he was doing that night with those dudes. It's that simple. They were doing blow. They were drunk. They were high. They crashed a boat. They died, and that's that. Are you surprised at how they've made him into a hero down there? And like a, I mean, it's almost like he's folklore now. He's like it's like this thing that won't go away. His legacy has become this huge celebration of his life when I think it's kind of demented. I mean, the guy, he was fighting with his girlfriend. They went out, they did blow, he got wasted, crashed a boat, died, and then he's a hero? I still have a problem with that.
You know what? It's just, it's a tough line because, yes, he made a mistake. Was he young and stupid? Yes. Have we all been, you know, in that boat, young and stupid? Yes. Does that take away what he meant to the Cuban community? No. He meant everything. He was one of them. Everyone identified with him. He was living everyone's dream, every little Cuban kid's dream. And he played with a passion that was undeniable. So there's two sides to that story. I would say I agree with you on that side, but you can't deny the baseball side. And he was, you know, one of Miami's favorite son. You know, nobody goes to Marlins games, but every fifth day, they packed the house for Joseito, you know what I mean? And you can't deny that. Some people are torn about it. I've come to the realization that there's two sides to the story, and I've been able to separate them both. But that's in my mind.
All right, so I got 20 seconds. Kane's going to rock this year or not?
That all depends if Nkosi Perry lives up to the hype, man. I saw him out there. Kid looked every bit the stud. And we'll see if he can handle the system. We'll see if he can handle the pressure of being a quarterback at quarterback U at the U. But he has all the makings, and let me tell you, he has all the weapons. Whoever's at quarterback there has a litany of weapons, tons of weapons, tons of talent.
5 seconds left. Do you believe Jim Kelly is actually God?
I do. He is. Cristo mio, ay, Dios mio, Cristecito, Jim Kelly, I pray to you every night.
Hey, I'll see you soon. We'll hit a Canes game and a Dolphin game. I'll see you in the fall down in Miami. Always good having you on the bench, Kirk. All the best to the family.
Dale.
That's my guy, Kirk Jimenez at Channel 10 in Miami.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So anyway, it's time to Ask the Pros, where you get to ask me a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet it at cbssportsradio with the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening in the last hour. If I pick yours and read it on the air, we'll overnight you to your home, a case of absolutely nothing.
You get nothing.
Before your travels begin, prepare for summer road trips. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for simple, preventable maintenance that'll ensure a safe journey during the summer months. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. So I got to tell you, the worst mistake I ever made, Mafia, was giving that union I'm in my email. Oh, my God. They inundate me with their stupid-ass, just never-ending, just litany. It's like an avalanche, the cascading amounts of emails about stupid shack I don't care about. When I did their elections the other night, I picked my nose while I did it, and I just hit the buttons. I didn't even know who I was voting for. Their stupid union. I don't care if they hear me right now either. They're worthless. You do nothing for me. Ever. And never will. What a waste of money that's been in my life. I don't care. Quote me on that, too. Send that over to them. Have a nice weekend. Worthless. You know what they do at that thing? All they care about is actors. You know that? Obviously, there's silence in the whole building. I don't care. I mean, I really don't. I mean, they've never done a thing for me in my entire life. Anyway, anything else negative you want me to talk about here in this segment? Carver High, do you think I covered it there? I mean, in terms of getting in, like, the points that I needed to...
I think that you should spread the negativity out throughout the show. Don't get rid of it all right now.
So save a little...
Save a little for later.
Well, sprinkle, you mean in different segments.
Right. I mean, let's not get all the negative stuff out of the way early.
And where, you know, someone might miss it later.
Right. I'm sure there's more than one negative thing that we have to say tonight, so let's keep some of it in the bank.
So what do you think of this giant stack?
Well, there's a combination of things there. I mean, only, you know, maybe like a half of that is tonight, and then the other half is kind of just some extracurricular from the last week or so, so...
I'm not sure that you're up to the challenge is really what it boils down to.
We have a lot going on already tonight, so... We're going to have to try to see what we can do.
All right, so I'm asking you, Flush, both of you, do you sign Jay Cutler or not?
Why not if you're them? I mean, what do you got to lose? You start Matt Moore otherwise, he's nothing special. He's not getting you the playoffs. If you start him, you're not making the playoffs. Just forget about it. If you got Jay Cutler, you got a chance. The guy's got a hell of an arm. He doesn't always make the right throw. He throws away a little too much, but he did well under Gaze when he was the offensive coordinator for him, so why not try him out?
What do you think?
I still can't believe – I guess Cutler's thinking about doing it. If I'm him, I really wouldn't. I get it. He's going to get a lot more money this year than he's going to get doing the TV. He got put in such a good spot. He could be set up for a long time there. He backs out of it now. Are they going to come banging on his door again at the end of this year saying, oh, we'll give you that cush spot we were going to give you this year again? I don't know. I guess if he's looking for the one big payday, he's going to go do it. He's their best option, I think.
If you were
because
him.
He knows Gaze so well.
I don't care about any of that. If you were him and someone called you up and offered you $12, $13 million to play 16 games, wouldn't you take it? Even if you were doing a TV gig at Fox, like as if they won't take him back next year.
But they could pay him $5 million a year for the next 7 years.
I still think they will.
I don't know. I think he walks away now. I think people are going to be sketchy because then what happens next year then when if he, you know, he's
so you think Fox will pull out of that deal permanently?
I think that there's a reason why Fox put him in a three-man booth. I think they knew there was a chance that this could happen.
Did you see Romo doing a prep game with Nance and like a somebody said it was a what did they call it? It was a deer stand.
Yeah, a deer stand or something because they don't have any press box there at the Hall of Fame game in Canton. Good job by him. He's putting the work in. He's trying to get ready. I think he's going to be excellent. And That's a nice job by him preparing and getting.
We don't have any hidden play-by-play tapes of them calling the game the other night.
I don't believe so.
I thought he was doing it in French. I heard that he was doing it. Do we have a little clip, Mafia? Were you able to obtain anything from that Hall of Fame game in terms of Tony Romo trying to call a game? That is unbelievable footage. That to me is really, I mean, is that not staggering? Did you hear that? Now that's how you call a football game. So I'm going to ask you some serious questions now, Carver High. This is very important stuff. You ready? Mafia as well. Fantasy questions. Did you see that I had given you a lot of fantasy stuff yesterday. Because it's very important. Aren't we going to Vegas to a giant fantasy draft on August 26th? Isn't that the day of the Mayweather fight? We're going to a fantasy draft bash, aren't we?
Yes.
At the D?
Yes.
So, buy or sell, would you draft Matthew Stafford?
No.
Mafia.
Depends when you're drafting him. I mean, if you're getting him in a mid-round, you know, area, he could be a good pickup. I mean, the guy put up points last year despite losing one of the best receivers of the last 15 years. So he's still going to put up numbers. Why not?
I'll never draft that dude, ever.
Why?
He screwed me 1 year. Once you get on my list, you never get off of it. So
his fantasy finishes the last 6 years, 5th, 10th, 7th, 15th, 9th, and 7th. No longer considered an exciting purchase. He's a rock-solid buy at his price, whatever that means.
Well, that's probably for when you, if you have salary cap leagues. You could probably get him for a lower value than some of these top quarterbacks.
All right, here you go. Would you pick A.J. Green as one of your receivers? Bengals A.J. Green, Carver High.
Yes.
Mafia.
He's definitely a badass and one of the top receivers in the league, and he puts up numbers. I'm a little worried about him staying healthy. He's gotten banged up at times the last couple of years, so if there's someone else there that's kind of a similar level to him, I might grab them instead of him. But, you know, if you got guys like OBJ and those guys off the board, then you might as well.
What about Joe Mixon, the rookie? Would you take him?
Yes.
I would not.
What about Giovanni Bernard?
No.
Only if it's like fourth or fifth round, you're grabbing him to be like the backup.
What about Andy Dalton?
Never.
Never.
He could put up big numbers. If you get him like seventh, eighth round, why not?
What about Tyler Eifert?
No.
Yeah, I agree on that one.
All right, here you go. Tom Brady.
Why not? He's the greatest human ever. He's the one of the all-time greats.
It's just automatic.
Automatic. Greatest of all time.
4 or 5 touchdowns every game.
That's it.
Automatic. Mafia, would you take him?
I mean, obviously, if I say no, people are going to say, what are you? You're insane. But, I mean, if you're going to get Brady, you got to draft him early. You got to draft him probably first or second round. And I don't like drafting quarterbacks that high. I like getting them, you know, fourth round, fifth round. You still get a lot of value as guys that aren't huge names, so I wouldn't.
What about Gronkowski?
No, hurt too often. Not worth the risk.
What about James White, who had a big Super Bowl?
No, I would never take any New England running back.
Why?
There's too many of them. They all, every week to week, you're just going to be pulling your hair out.
Here you go. Le'Veon Bell, who never plays in big games.
Yeah, absolutely.
James Conner, the rookie.
No, you rarely draft rookie running backs unless they're in a situation like Elliott.
Big Ben. Carver High, Big Ben?
No.
No. Antonio Brown, Mafia.
Absolutely.
Reefer smoking Martavius Bryant, Carver High.
I need to know if he's playing first.
Or if he's smoking weed. This is unbelievable. Here we go. Shady McCoy, Carver High, your boy in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Mafia, Tyrod Taylor.
Hell no.
Sammy Watkins, Carver High. Your boy with his bad feet.
No.
Mafia, Aaron Rodgers.
Of course.
Automatic.
No matter where you got to take him, he's worth it.
How about Davante Adams, who comes on the bench here on the show? What do you think, Carver High? Davante Adams.
No.
Jordy Nelson, Mafia.
He's always got value. As long as you can get him maybe a third-round pick, he'd be good.
Martellus Bennett, Carver High, the big tight end.
Yes.
There we go. Eli Manning, Mafia.
No, I usually grab him off waivers. Usually a guy that a lot of people pass on too late, and you get him later on as a good backup option.
Odell Beckham, Carver High.
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall.
No.
Mafia, Sterling Shepard, who's rolled his ankle already.
No. Wait around. People aren't going to draft him now that he got banged up. You could probably pick him off waivers later on once he gets healthy.
Kirk Cousins, Carver High.
No.
Terrell Pryor, Mafia, the receiver.
Only if you grab him late. He doesn't have high value.
Jordan Reed, the tight end, Carver High.
Yes.
We have made tremendous progress here in the Giant stack, hitting fantasy selections, giving the fans the advice that they need. The Red Sox just walked off on the White Sox at Fenway 3-2 to keep their lead over the Yankees in the East.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.